上天父，天地万物的主宰，我们祈求你这个时候让我们的心在你的面前安静下来，我们求你此时将你的宝座设立在我们中间，设立在我们每一个人的心里。主，我们祈求你的灵做那美善的工作，做感动保守洁净的工作。主，我们求你的灵洁净你的仆人，因为一个不洁净的器皿不能成你生命河的河水。我们求你的灵感动每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个慕道的朋友的心，叫你的话语在他们的生命里，在我们的生命里成为我们的智慧能力。求主垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。再次感谢教会给我安排这样的学习机会。
再次的谢谢你，
也谢谢弟兄姊妹能够在今天这个美好的主日，大家聚在一起来敬拜我们的主。
Thank you for the sisters from this children this time.
我们今天要讲的题目是更丰盛的生命。
Today's message is have a life abundantly.
前天我们已经对我们的一些慕道朋友讲了选择生命的重要性。
A few days ago, we talked about how to choose a life.
讲到主耶稣基督是生命的创造者。
We talked about God is the creator.
是生命的本源。
God is the source of life.
生命的本体。
Life of body.
他赐生命给我。
He gives us life.
他将生命的光照耀了。
Give us the light of life.
叫我们在他的面前做出一种选择。
He asks us to make a choice.
选择神做我们的生命。
Choose God as our life.
昨天我们讲了生命的质量。
Yesterday we talked about lives.
讲了我们怎么把自己的肉体和邪情私欲一同钉在十字架。
How to put our body, how to guard it on the cross.
使我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we don't become a sin slave.
使我们脱离罪的枷锁。
So we can set us free from sin.
今天我们要跟大家分享的一些经文是在约翰福音第十章第十节。
Today we talk about the gospel from John chapter 10, verse 10.
在这一节经文里边
，In this verse，
耶稣基督告诉我们说，他来了是要叫人得生命。
Jesus tells us he come, you may have life，
并且得的更丰盛。
And to have it in full，
圣经中记载了主耶稣基督的很多应许。
In the Bible, God tells us a lot of promises.
从这些应许中，我们看出来神在我们每一个人身上的那个美好的旨意和计划。
In these promises, you can see the beautiful things on earth.
这些应许是非常宝贵的。
All these promises are very, very precious.
比如我们昨天说到，在今世得百倍，在来世得永生这样的。
And yesterday we talked about in the current life we have lots of God.
但是对于我
，in the future life we have no fear， 对吧？
对于我们这些基督徒来说
，to our Christians，
重要的是我们怎么抓住耶稣基督的应许。
How we can catch God's promises。
能够完整的理解耶稣基督的应许。
How to understand, fully understand God's promise?
我们常常容 只抓住音频的一部分。
Usually we only catch the part of the promise.
忽略音频的另外一部分。
We forgot the part of the promise.
耶稣在这里也给了我们一个音频。
Jesus gave us another promise.
他说我来的是要叫人得生命。
I have come to have a soul yet alive.
这是一个音频。
This is a promise.
一个完整音频的第一部分。
This is the first part of the promise.
下面他说，并且得的更丰盛。
And he had it to the full.
每次我读到耶稣基督的话语，
Every time when I read the passage,
我都觉得奇妙无比。
I think it's so wonderful.
为什么奇妙？
Why is it wonderful?
我们的主耶稣基督总是把他自己和生命连在一起。
Jesus always connects the message and his life.
他说我来的是要叫人得生命。
He says, I have come so that you may have life.
这句话只有我们的主耶稣基督可以说。
This sentence only Jesus can say that.
只有耶稣基督可以讲出来这句话。
Only is that Jesus can say that.
要是释迦牟尼。他最多可以说，我来了是要叫人得一种修行的办法。
He says that I come, you can have a good life.
得一种修行的方式，得一种立地成佛的方式。老虎。他说我来了最多叫人了解一种得道的方式。
Lord says he comes only so you can have a can see the light.
告诉你一种无为而无不为的方式。
He tell you you could have or not have.
对不起，你搞翻译。但是唯独我们的主耶稣基督说，我来的是要叫人得生命。
Only Jesus says that when he comes, he may have life.
为什么主耶稣基督能叫人得生命？
Why Jesus said that you can have life?
因为耶稣基督说他就是生命。
Jesus says he is life.
生命的安托，这生命是人的光。
The life is in him. Life is the light of God.
所以我们的题目是更丰盛的生命。
This passage is abundant life.
在这一个更丰盛的生命的背后，
behind the abundant life，
如果你仔细去想它的话，
if you think it carefully，
你发现它后边隐藏着一个得生命和是生命的这么一个生命问题。
You will see your have life or you will have full have it full.
得生命和是生命。
A have life and is life.
这些都是从我们这些基督徒的角度来讲的。
It's from our Christian view.
所以请弟兄们、弟兄姊妹注意到，得生命和是生命之间是有不同的。
Please be watch out here. To have a life and is life is different.
但是他们之间又有联系。
But they have connection.
我们来先谈一谈得生命。
Now we have a have life.
其实得生命这个问题是比较容易了解的。
To have a life is easy to understand.
在我们这些人没有得生命之前，
Before we have a life,
我们都是死在过犯中的人。像保罗说的，我们是死在过犯中的人。
Before we have a life, we're going to die in our own because of sin.
正如耶稣基督所说的，他说：“你们是那些不愿意到我的面前来得生命的人。”
Just like he said, you guys don't want to come before me.
你们不肯到我的面前得生命。
You guys don't want to come to me to have life.
不肯到我这里得生命。
To come to me to have life.
但是在神的怜悯下
，Because of God's mercy.
在神圣灵的感动下。
Because of God's Spirit,
我们接受了耶稣基督。
We receive God's.
凭着他的应许，我们确实的得到了生命。
Because of His promise, we have life.
我们凭着基督的恩典，他的慈爱，他圣灵的能力，我们得了生命。
Because His mercy and grace, we have life.
但是得到了生命，其实我们只是得到了主耶稣应许的一半。
To have a life, we only have part of His life.
因为我们的主紧接着说，并且得了更丰盛。
Because God says, to have the full, I have it to the full.
请弟兄姊妹注意，主耶稣基督的应许是很完整的。
Jesus' promise is very full.
但是我们常常抓住一半，忽略了另外一半。
Often we only catch part of it.
我们抓住一半之后呢，就停下来。
To catch another half, we stop.
这一停下来不要紧。
To stop is okay.
在我们的基督徒生活里面，就变得。非常的平庸。
In our personal life, it's going to become really cool.
美国神学家 Tozer 说过一句话。
This day, Christian Tozer says.
他说我不喜欢使用平庸这个字。
He said, I don't like to use the word cool.
但是看见现在的基督徒生活，他说我又不能不想到平庸这个字。
But in current Christian's life, he said he has to use the word cool.
他说平庸这个字是什么意思呢
what does it mean?
走到山的半腰的时候就停下了
When you climb the mountain, you don't climb the half of the mountain.
他说我不是说他再差一点就到天堂了
So I said he will because of little, he will come and he will get to heaven.
而是他满足于停在半山腰上
Because he satisfied when he stopped in halfway.
他以为自己在灵性上比那些没信主的人要好一些
He thinks that he's better than the non-Christians.
比那些圣徒们他还差一大截。
To those good Christians, he may, you know, a little different.
但他满足于那种状态。
But he's satisfied with his situation.
这种状态是我们今天的教会里边有一批温吞式基督徒。
In this, our current church is a lot of people.
我并不是说我们的这些弟兄姊妹他愿意成为温吞。
I didn't say they want to be like that.
而是主耶稣基督最宝贵的应许的另外一部分，他没有抓住。
Because they haven't catch another part of the God's promise.
他得了生命就停下来了。
He had a life, but he stopped.
那更丰盛的生命的应许。
To have it to the full, he didn't try to be it.
我读到这一节经文的时候，常常想到我小时候买甘蔗的故事。
Every time I remember this passage, I want to go buy candy.
小时候我们家里很穷。
When I was young, our family was really poor.
偶尔从妈妈那里得到几分钱。
Usually we would get a couple cents from mom.
就和一些孩子，特别是那些大孩子，一起凑在一起到街上去买一根甘蔗。
And you go with your friends to go buy candy.
买甘蔗买回来之后，大家分着吃。
After about the candy, we kind of spread it out.
但是分甘蔗的方式非常的奇特。
When they divide the candy, they're very different.
那些大孩子都很有智慧。
Those old ones, my old friends, they have no wisdom.
聪明。
They're very smart.
买回来甘蔗以后，他说：“你们这些小弟弟们先吃。”
He says that your little ones go ahead and eat first.
他不把它折成一段一段的。
He doesn't cut the bottom piece by piece.
他让我们小孩子先吃。
He let the younger ones eat first.
小孩子吃甘蔗的时候，发现从烧那个地方吃是最容易的。
But the younger ones And when they eat the can, it's on the top of the can.
我们就从最上边往下吃。
When we start top from the top of the bottom.
当吃到中间的时候。
When we eat the middle.
大孩子们就说好了，停下来。
And those ones say, okay, stop.
你们该吃的那一部分已经吃完了。
So those ones you should eat very finished.
下边是我们的。
The bottom ones are ours.
后来长大了才明白。
When we grow up, now I understand.
原来甘蔗最下边的一部分才是含糖量最高的一部分。
understand that the can above the can, the most sweet and sweet.
才是最好吃的一部分。
The most delicious one.
但是我们那些小孩子因为啃不动。
Because we're young, we cannot chew.
只啃那些最好啃的。
Only chew the ones that it's easy to chew.
把最好吃的那一部分就留给别人。
Leave the best one to others.
我们要抓住主耶稣基督的应许的后一部分。
If we didn't catch God's promise the second part,
我们在我们的基督徒生活里面也只是吃了那甘蔗的一半。
That means we only eat the top of the can, not only the fish.
我们是只吃了含糖量最不高的那一半。
Only the one that doesn't have much sugar.
所以保罗说，这种吃甘蔗只吃了那最不甜的一部分的那些弟兄姊妹。
Paul says, those people who eat the top of the can, to those in this part.
但这句话不是保罗说的，是我说的，就是说，就是我们在基督徒生活中，我们这些基督徒只吃了应许的上一半。
In our Christian life, we only eat top of the can of the, in our Christian life.
保罗称这样的弟兄姊妹是，我不能把你们当作属灵的。
Paul says, I cannot call you guys as a spiritual Christian.
只得把你们当作属肉体。
I only call you guys, Father,
在基督里属婴孩的。
In God's new only a child.
属肉体的生命是受环境限制的。
In our current life, this is in the current situation.
被环境所管制。
Then we are controlled by the situation.
属灵的生命是被圣灵所管制。
In the spiritual life, is controlled by the spirit.
属肉体的基督徒注定要过一种属肉体的生活，那是一种失败的生活。
In our current Christian life, you don't have the spirit.And what does it kind of terrible your life?
属灵的基督徒才能在基督里边过一个得胜的生活。
In the spiritual life, it's called a success or not.
所以由此看来，我们不能停留在得生命的阶段。
Because this, we cannot stop and only have to have life.
而且要往前进圈到那种得更丰盛命的。更丰盛的阶段
we should go step ahead to have it to the full
要抓住更丰盛的应许
to catch the promise to have it
因为更丰盛的生命
to have it to the full
是我们从得生命的阶段进到是生命的阶段的一个桥梁
is to have a life first and then to go to the have it to the full
什么叫做更丰盛的生命
What is to have to the full?
昨天我们讲了生命的质量
Yesterday we talked about quality of life
你只要充充足足的有那几样你就有了丰盛的生命
If you fully have those few things you will have to the full
你有了那样的生命表现
You have that kind of performance
你有了那样的生命的操练
We have the practice of life
你就超越了得生命的阶段进到了是生命的阶段
You will exceed to have the life and have it to the full
什么叫是生命
What is his life
耶稣说他是生命
Jesus said he is life
我们这些基督徒可以不可以说我们也是生命
You know, can we say we are alive?
我想是可以的。
Yes, we can.
也许当我们说我们是生命的时候，前面要加一些定语。
Before we say that, we should put some appearance in front of.
我们是基督所赐的生命。
We are is the our life is Jesus given.
我们是基督所赐的丰盛的生命，代替了我的旧生命，成为我。新生命的身体。
Yes, we give us abundant life to have our to replace our whole life.
请弟兄姊妹注意。
对，
主耶稣基督给了我们一个权利。
Jesus gave us power.
主说他和世人
Yet the Jesus said one he said
他就说我们就可以是
Jesus what you what we is what we are
耶稣说我是世上的光
Jesus we are the I'm the light
耶稣基督也同样说你们是世上的光
Jesus also said you are the light
请注意我们的主所使用的这个世字
His intention was God says are
您注意到我们常常使用世的时候
We usually use yes or are
有好几种不同的用法
There's so many different ways to use it
当一对情人
When they couple
他说他的配偶他的情人是脸庞是月亮的时候
Another part of the Lord says, you are the moon, you are the sun.
那是一种比喻意义的说法。
That's the,
对不起，我比我们这位翻译的弟兄找了不少麻烦，慢慢来这样。那是一种比喻的说法。
That's just an example.
还有一种是的用法。
There's another really use is or are.
它不是两种。有同质的生命体的联系比如克林顿是美国总统
Bill Clinton is the president of the United States
他一下台就不是了
When he finishes the election, he's not
在这样一个事的前边你是可以加上 who 的加上 who 这个否定词
In front of this is, we could add in not
但是你要注意我们的主耶稣基督在圣经里在他的教训里面使用是的方式
But please pay attention when Jesus used yes or in the Bible
当他使用是的时候那个是前面是不能加上不这个字的
When he used yes or you cannot add a not in front of
耶稣说我是生命
Jesus says I am the
因为他和生命是一个相同质的
Because he and the life is the same in the same.
所以在耶稣基督所用的这个事情呢，是不能加固。
So in the Bible, the is or are cannot add and not.
因为这个是把同质的东西连在一起了。
Because the is or are connects the same things together.
所以耶稣说：“你们是世上的光。”
So Jesus, you are the light of the world.
你们是世上的盐。
You are the salt of the world.
不过我们在教会里边，慢慢的把你们是世上的光，是世上的盐，讲成你们做光做盐。
Usually in our church, we all say you are the light or you are the salt of the world. We all say we.
做是魔法。
To do is a
是才是本质。
Yes is the the
什么？
耶稣从来没有让我们停留在做的阶段上。
Jesus never let us to stop in the same situation.
他是
这
样。
You're the salt of the world.
不过我们在教会里面慢慢的把你们是世上的光是世上的盐讲成你们做光做盐
Usually in our church we all say you are the light or you are the salt of the world we all say you
做是魔法
To do is a
是才是本质
Yes is the
耶稣从来没有让我们停留在做的阶段上。
Jesus never let us to stop in the situation.
他是要让我们进入到是的阶段上。
He wants us to see that.
所以我们要通过更丰盛的生命的操练，进到是的阶段上。
We should have a life and exceed to have the full.
所以是生命。
So
就是说你要切实地拥有基督生命的本质。
So that you should have Jesus Christ's body in you.
有了这样的生命本质，
We have that body.
你就一定有一种与这种生命本质相称的基督生活。
So you have the body question mark.
和这个生命本质一致的基督徒的生活方式。
So we have the same body.
你们知道有一种东西叫三轮
体，就是那是叫三轮，
这种三轮体非常奇妙。
三轮体，我们知道
这个三轮体啊，它有一种生命特征。
三轮体是充满 beautiful life，
它这种生命特征是，它永远都是逆流而上。
一到的时候，说明。
无论你是多么这个多么急的多么湍急的那种急流，
But how strong the streams are, they always swim against the stream.
它也照样是逆流而上。
It always goes against the stream.
有时候它要爬上去那些最大的瀑布。
Sometimes he has to swim to the top of the stream.
瀑布会把它冲下来。
But falls, you know, pushing him down.
他休息片刻，再接着往上爬。
And he wrestled that he will keep swimming against it.
他为什么会永远的逆流而上
？Why he always swims against the stream?
就是因为在他的生命里边有这样一个逆流而上的智。
Because in his mind, he has that goal to swim against the stream.
因为他就是那样的。
Just is that in life.
他没有办法不这样表达他的生命。
He cannot perform in different ways.
在我们的基督徒里面也是。
In our Christian life, the same thing.
一旦我们到了是生命的阶段的时候
，Once we reach to have life, have life.
你从耶稣基督那里得到的爱，你会很自然的去把它表达。
We receive the love of God, we should.
你会非常自然的，
yeah,
因为你是把自己的生命连接到那个生命的本源上的。
Because you connect your life to our Jesus Christ's life.
你是经过了一种认真的操练之后把自己连接上。
Because after so many practices, and you will connect your life to Jesus Christ's life.
是神用他的生命操练了你之后。把你和他连接起来。
Because God put it on use the God used a lot of situations to practice to actualize you and to connect your life to Jesus Christ.
有一个我们常常讲的基督徒也很熟悉的故事。
We always talk about this story.
我们流出来的爱，流出来的生命，流出来的能力。
The love from the cup of our life.
不是从我们自己生出来的
，is not from our personal，
而是从主耶稣那里来的
，is because of is from Jesus。
我们常常说我们只是一个管道
，usually we say we're the，
为什么说是一个管道
？I would say is the，
你们到中国的那个云南、贵州那边去
，you go to China to Vietnam，
他们教那些稻田的时候。
那往那个
要从很远的山泉那里把水引过来。
They have to go far away from the stream and make a small stream connect to.
他们要从山里边去砍伐一些竹子。
They have to go to the mountain and cut some.
他们不起
来。Because God probably used the God used a lot of situation to.Practice to actualize you and connect your life to Jesus Christ.
有一个我们常常讲的基督徒也很熟悉的故事。
We always talk about this story.
我们流出来的爱，流出来的生命，流出来的能力。
The love from the cup of our life.
不是从我们自己生出来。
is not from our personal
life. 而是从主耶稣那里来的。
It's because we learn this from Jesus.
我们常常说我们只是一个管道。
Usually we say we're the media.
为什么说是一个管道？
Why we say it's a tool.
你们到中国的那个云南、贵州那边去。
You go to China to Vietnam.
他们浇那些稻田的时候。
When they water the,
要从很远的山泉那里把水引过来。
They have to go far away from the stream and make a small stream like two.
他们要从山里边去砍伐一些竹子。
They have to go to the mountain and cut some bamboo.
把那些竹子一节一节的连起来，架在那些山涧上。
Then they connect all the bamboo together and.
但是他们不可能把刚砍伐下来的竹子架在上面。
But they cannot just, you know, mark the cabin instead of the mountain.
他们要拿一些东西把那些竹子中间那些节一个一个的打通。
Well, they have to,
然后再把它们连接起来。
Okay, they have to, get blocks of little blocks and things like that.
这样泉水就通过那些被打通的竹子流到了田里面去。
Then the water will come.
我们基督徒的操练也是这样。
Same thing in our Christian life.
在我们的生活中。
In our Christian life.
读经祷告的生活中。
In our reading and praying.
服侍生活中。
We are serving God.
我们就是那样被主耶稣基督一节一节的把我们中间那些主爱的圣灵的活水流淌下来的。
So Jesus used the same technique to get through the bamboos through our life.
使生命可以在我们里边自然的流淌。
So because of that, life will naturally flow in our life.
这是一种操练。
This is a practice.
一个有了基督真生命的基督徒。
When you have the life, when the Christian has the life.
你不让他表现出来，他就急着跑。
If you don't let him, go out, he will be in your worry.
在芝加哥那边有一位老人。
In Chicago, there's an old man.
我们在生命纪元第三期里边登过他的故事。
In manufacturing.
为了服侍的缘故，提前退休了。
Because of he wants to serve God, he retired early.
有一段时间他祷告。
He prayed for a month.
在他的祷告中，神突然感动他，让他去服侍从中国大陆来的那些朋友。
In his prayer, he found that he should go serve people from mainland China.
当他听到神的这种声音的时候
，When he heard that the message from God,
他感到非常的惊慌失措。
He is so worried.
他的祷告中对神说：“这怎么可能？”
And he prevented how could this be?
他是一个在美国出生、美国长大、只会讲英文的一个老
人。Because he's grown in the United States and cannot speak Chinese.
他说：“我虽然有一个中国人的面孔，但是我不会讲中文讲的话。”
Because I have a Chinese face, but I don't know how to speak Chinese.
所以以前很多中国人见到他，当跟他要讲中国话的时候，他会很羞怯的。告诉他说我不会。
People from mainland China see him, he will then talk to him in Chinese, but he come out shaming and say he cannot speak Chinese.
因为他所有的中文的知识只有五个字。
He only have five words in Chinese.
一个是你好。
One is 你好。
一个是我不会。
Number one is I don't know.
后来他学会了他自己的中文名字。
Later on, he learned how to say his own name.
他的中文名字叫郑哲明。
His Chinese name is called 郑哲明。
但是他跟别人讲的时候讲不清楚。
He cannot speak clearly to other people.
别人问你的中文名字叫什么？
That's what's your Chinese name.
他说我叫郑哲明。
他名字郑哲明。
然后别人就说你和我们的总书记的名字一样。但是他顺服神的旨意。
But he obeyed God's promise.
提前退休
entirely
去服侍那些从中国大陆来的朋友
to serve the help of those people from mankind.
很多弟兄姊妹不叫他的名字
A lot of brothers and sisters didn't call his name.
都叫他911
999
凡是有急事的时候都打他
Every time you have emergency, he called him.
就是这位老人
But this old man,
不久之前被警察局给抓起来了。
Not long ago, he was catched by the police.
他的太太在他被警察扣下来之后，就给我们打电话。
His wife, after he was caught by the police, wife called.
说你们的911被警察给扣下了。
And said, "Your 911 is catched by the police."
我当时就想，这么好的一位老人，一位爱主的老人，怎么可以被警察给扣
？And that time I think, and this old man is so nice talking to the police.
后来我才知道。
And then I found out.
在加州这边有一位中国大陆来的朋友。
And in California, there's a gentleman from China.
在温哥华找到了工作。
He found a job in.
要从加州搬到温哥华去。
And he has to move from California to Vancouver.
他需要人帮助他。
He needs to help him.
就给911打电话。
So he called 911.
911就自己买飞机票到了加州。
So the 911 is old man. He bought a plane ticket to fly to.
然后就帮助那位年轻的朋友。开着一个大卡车，拉着他的家具，从加州开到温哥华去。
So he helped this gentleman, moving all his stuff by driving a truck to Vancouver.
到海关的时候就被警察给扣了。
And he goes to the customs, customs.
因为那位年轻的朋友好像有些手续不太健全。
Because of the gentleman didn't, you know, fully finish his customs.
就把那位老人一起扣了。
Because of that, he had
the. 警察就问这位老人：“你来这里是干什么的？”
The police asked him, "What are you doing?"
这位老人说：“我只是帮这位年轻朋友来搬家。”
He said, "I only come here to help this gentleman to move."
他说：“你住在什么地方？”
He said, "Where do you live?"
他说：“我住在芝加哥。”
The woman said, "I live in Chicago."
那些警察听了以后就笑了。
And then when this officer heard that,
他说在我的以前所经历还没有见过一个人跑这么远去替一个素不相识的人搬家。
The police said, I've never seen a man go back on a far distance come by here to the door.
警察不相信。
The police didn't believe.
当最后警察确实知道这位老人是一个基督徒。
When the police later on found out he's a Christian.
就是因为爱的缘故
Just because of love.
就是因为有爱心的缘故
Because of love.
或者说就是因为他是基督徒的缘故
Just because he is a Christian.
跑这么远自己买飞机票来替一位中国大陆来的
And he invited his own plane ticket to fly in California and help his gentleman move.
那位警察非常的感动
The police is very touched.
他说在我以前的生命生活里面从来没有遇见过这样的事
他
说这一次我知道。
But this time I see.
这样一位老人。
This kind of old man.
他生命里边有这样一种智。
In his life, he has been a heart.
无论在什么样的环境中。
Doesn't matter what situation he's in.
他没有办法不把他表达出来。
He is not easy to perform.
很自然的表达。
His natural instinct.
表达的自然程度，以至于让这个世界觉得很奇怪。
He felt he was so naturally that the world kind of surprised to see that.
我昨天说到我们生命地方有一位童工。
Yesterday I talked about in my family life as a Christian.
这位姊妹她也是不会中文。
Christian sister, she also doesn't know Chinese.
但是几年前神感动她在她的家里边开了一个小房子。 开始一个查经班。
Few years ago, got pressure to have a Bible study in the home.
有些朋友刚到他家里的时候，那个表现不是很好。
Friends or sisters starting in the beginning, they don't show right very good.
有一点像在中国大陆的公共场合一样。
Kind of like the main channel in public place.
在中国大陆，在公共场合，很多人是不太讲究的。所以每次聚会之后，他要花很长的时间，甚至超过聚会的时间来收拾自己的家。
Every time after the Bible study, he spends lots of time to clean up.
有很多人这样开几次聚会以后，他的家就关闭了，不再开。
After the few time of the Bible study, he often closes.
但是这位姊妹说，当他收拾自己的家的时候，心里充满了神给他的喜乐。
But this sister, every time he cleans up after the Bible, she feels so happy to do.
她说：“神怜悯我，给我这样的福气。”
She said, "God gave her this mercy, and she gave her the abundant life."
她说：“我不看他们的外表。”
She said, "She doesn't look outside of other people."
我不看他们在这里说了做了些什么。
She doesn't see what they talk or they say.
他说：“神让我只看他们的灵魂。”
God only let her see their spirit.
让我看见他们的灵魂是何等的宝贵。
To see those brothers' spirit is really precious.
所以后来有很多大陆的弟兄姊妹和朋友成了他的朋友。
Then lots of people from within China became her friends.
心里面有高兴的事也对。
When they have a happy things happen, they talk to him.
心里面有难过的事情也对他说。
When they have difficulties, they talk to him.
当跟他说的时候，他后来说：“说我只能听住30%。”
Every time when they talk to her, she says she only can understand 30%.
但是当他们喜乐的时候，我就跟他们一起笑。
But when they, the happy things, she smiles and laughs with them.
当他们遇见难过的事，在哭的时候，我就抱着他。
When they have difficulties in crying moments, I will cry and hug them.
这就是基督徒的生命。
This is Christian life.
这就是从得生命的阶段进到了那一种是生命的阶段。
This is to have life and is life.
所以你在我们的基督徒中常常看到那种信心、那种爱心、那种生活形态，都像炉火纯青一样的基督徒。
Usually you'll see our face is so faithful in our Christian life.
因为他已经从得生命到了失生命。
Because they have to the heaven life and to his life.
因为他紧紧地抓住了耶稣基督完整的应许。
It really catches God's promise.
他成了一个失生命的基督。
It becomes his life.
怎么才能够是生命？
How to be this life?
在我们的生活里边，我们需要操练。
In our personal life, we have to exercise.
刚才我们讲的那个故事，把竹子的那些一节一节的东西打通，就是一种操练。
Earlier we said that the bamboos to get through all the blocks.
但是最重要的操练。
But the main important exercise.
最实际的操练。
The main factor exercise.
就是耶稣基督告诉我们的办法。
Just Jesus tells us.
耶稣基督告诉我们说的是：凡听见我的话就去行的。
Jesus says, every time you hear my words and to do.
他说：好比是一个聪明人。
It's because a smart person.
把房子盖在磐石上。
He built his house.
雨淋水冲风吹撞在房子房子就不倒塌
That is raining storm that the house has been fought
因为根基是立在磐石上
Because the foundation is on the rock
但是耶稣说凡是听见我的话不去行的
And also Jesus says if you hear my words not to
也就是把你的生命的大厦建立在沙土上
That is just like you built your house
建立在沙滩上
put your house on the sand.
不稳定的根基上。
It's not a safe foundation.
等风吹雨打撞到房子的时候。
When there's a storm coming.
你的房子就倒塌了。
The house will come.
所以我们需要操练。
So we have to exercise.
需要背着主耶稣基督给我们的十字架进行操练。
We should carry out Jesus Christ's cross and exercise.
保罗对哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹说
Paul said to the
哥林多是
你
的名字
Corinthians Church said,
他说我不能用高言大志给你们传讲
I cannot say really wonderful words to preach to them
他说除了耶稣基督和他被钉十字架之外我在你们那里不知道
I only talk about when Jesus carried out his on him, Jesus his cross.
这句话的意思是在我们的基督徒生活中你要想操练自己的生命除了耶稣基督和他被钉十字架之外你找不到任何一个更好的方法。
He says, only when you're in our Christian life, we only talk about when Jesus is on the cross,
保罗是除了基督的十字架不知道别的
Paul only knows Jesus Christ's cross
但是在我们今天的教会里边除了不知道十字架别的什么都不知道
In our current church gospel only doesn't know the cross and nothing else
很多世界上的东西都知道很清楚
Lots of things in the world that very nice
我有一个弟兄到一个教会去
One time I went to a church
一进崇拜大厅的门
When I went to the big gate
发现有几个人在那里讨论得非常热烈
I saw some people that are in the talking
说是最近的股票又跌下去了
Talking about stocks
有的赔了2000有的赔了3000有的赔了5000
So there's 2000, 3000, 5000
有一个姊妹很遗憾地说
One of the sisters said
她说要是早知道可以这么多
If I know I lose this much
还不如奉献给教会
I should give it to church
所以在今天的教会里面
So in our current life church
我们缺少了基督的十字架在我们的生命里面做我们操练的
We miss Jesus Christ at the cross in our life
昨天我也说到我们的十字架
Yes, the cross of Christ
十字架之所以被保罗看为宝贵
The cross Paul saw the cross so precious
是因为十字架奥秘一旦被我们解明的话
It's because we find out the cross secret
我们就知道十字架能够渗透到我们基督徒生活的各个层面
The cross will live in a Christian often situation life
有时候我们的婚姻好像出了问题
sometimes we see our marriage is a problem
在那里的十字架是没解决的
there the cross was the mistake
我们教会里面的合一出了问题
if we have a difficulty in our church
十字架可以解决这个问题
the cross will save the problem
很多教会在喊合一合一合一
lots of churches have aTo be one.
想把讲不同语言的人放在一起不同文化背景的人放在一起唯独没有把这些人招聚在基督的十字架下
Only thing that you do is to have those people in Christ
合一的基础
The all in one the foundation of all in one
是我们主耶稣基督在十字架上面成全了这个合一。
It's because Jesus Christ died on the cross.
是耶稣基督使我们这些有罪的人和天父上帝和好。
Because Jesus died on the cross, so we can communicate with our Father.
有一位牧师讲到
When the pastor,
当主耶稣基督被钉上十字架的时候
So when Jesus died on the cross,
他的一只手抓住天父上帝的手
His one hand catches the fire.
另外一只手抓住人类的手。
Another hand is catched to the human.
抓住你的手，我的手，他的手。
He catches me and you and all.
然后他说成了。
And he said, finish.
让人类和上帝和好的工作成了。
Human beings and God together be finished.
耶稣基督和他的十字架是我们合一的基础。
Jesus Christ's cross is the foundation.
我的意思是说，基督和他被钉十字架可以深入到我们生活的各个方面。
It's because of Jesus Christ, so everything into our Christian life. Jesus can bring into our life.
昨天我跟弟兄姊妹分享到说，耶稣说，若有人做我的门徒，就当舍己。天天背起他的十字架跟从。
Yesterday when I talk about Jesus, when you become a Christian, you should carry your cross every day.
之所以让我们天天背起十字架
，Jesus, yes, you should carry your cross every day.
是因为我们的十字架并不是像我们想象的那么沉重。
It's because the cross is not that heavy.
昨天我说到，有时候我们的十字架轻到一种程度。就像一句话一样。
And you talk about Jesus, the cross is real light. Light has one sentence.
一个人帮一个门打开。
When a person opens the door.
那时候主就在你的身上放上你的十字架，感恩的十字架。
Jesus will put a thanks cross on that.
你走过去的时候，你对那位为你开门的弟兄或者姊妹说一句感谢的话。
When you walk through the door, you say thank you to the person.
你在十字架的生活里就得胜。
In the cross line, you will be succeeding.
你如果扬长而去
，If you just walk away,
你在十字架的生活里就失败。
Your Christian mind is failure.
就是这么小的事情。
That's just a little thing.
一点一点的操练。
Little by little distraction.
到最后，当主看你配得去背那更大的十字架的时候
，In final, when you carry the cross.
他才把你重的十字架放在你的肩上。
Then you will put the heavy one on your shoulder.
有些人小十字架都背不起来。
Most time, people cannot even carry the little.
还想去为主殉道。
他可以做 preach 的。所
以主说，在小事上忠心的人才能在大事做。
God says, if you can succeed in little things, then you will.
所以我们要操练什么？
So we have to exercise ourselves.
遵行主的旨意去行。
Follow God's promise.
至少我们愿意从做盐做光开始。
We can do as little as just be good for the light of the world and the salt.
从模仿我们的主开始。
To follow our Jesus Christ.
从模仿那些有生命的弟兄姊妹开始。
To follow the people as a good Christian.
开始我们的生命操练。
To start an exercise,
使我们这些得了基督生命的人进入到世生命的阶段。
Those who just have life and exercise to is life.
到那个时候，我们就可以和使徒保罗一起说。
By that time, we can say,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
We are died on the cross with Jesus Christ.
如今活着的不再是我。
Now that is not me.
那是基督在我里面活。
Is Jesus in me?
生命的本源在你的生命里面流淌，活着的时候。
Is the life source when it's flowing to your life?
你就是一个基督徒了。
Then you is the Lord a Christian.
让我们都成为这样的。在我没有祷告之前，我想问一下，在座的哪位朋友，今天你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主
？Before I pray, I ask that if you're not a Christian, would you like to receive God today?
请你把手轻轻地举起来。
Please raise your hand.
我愿意为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
今天有没有这样的朋友，你愿意在这个时候接受耶稣基督做你的救主？请你把手轻轻地举起来，我好为你祷告。
有没有这样？就是这边啊。
谢谢你话语的宝贵，因为你的话语有生命，有真理，有光，是我们的生命，我们的生活，这是仰赖于主耶稣基督和主耶稣基督的十字架。我们软弱，我们有限，我们没有能力，我们没有智慧，主，我们就求你来光照我们，叫你的生命在我们的生命里边成为那力量的源泉，叫我们在我们的生活里都来彰显你的荣耀，叫我们能够和保罗一起说，我们与基督同钉十字架，如今在我里面活着的是我们